Sergei Prokofiev wrote his musical tale, Peter and the Wolf, for the Moscow Children's Theatre in 1936. Each character's part in the story is played by a different instrument. The bird is played by the flute. The duck by the oboe. The sly old cat on the clarinet. The bassoon plays Peter's grumpy old grandfather. The wicked wolf is played by the three horns. Peter, the brave hero, is represented by all the strings of the orchestra. And the hunter's guns thunder out on the kettle drum and the bass drum. Here then is the story of Peter and the Wolf. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out on a big green meadow. On the branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. "All is quiet," chirped the bird gaily. Thank you. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. The cat thought, the bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab her. Stealthily she crept toward her on her velvet paws.
Thank you.
should come out of the forest, then what would you do?
Thank you.
Queen's getting nearer. Nearer. Catching up with her. And then he got her. And with one gulp, swallowed her. And now this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch. The bird on another. Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, took a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle around the wolf's head. Only take care that he doesn't catch you." Thank you. while the wolf snapped angrily at her from this side and that. He caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. Don't shoot! Bernie and I have already caught the wolf. Now, promise to take him to the zoo.
Thank you.
because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive.